The high streets in Ireland are so much more alive than the UK. So to test this hypothesis, if you like, I've come to Middleton, a small town west or east of Cork City. And I'm going to walk down the main street and I'm going to give you a sample of the kind of shops I pass. Now, so let me start right down at one end. And I have a Polish supermarket called Polski Sleepy or Skeepy or something. Then I've got Lee Travel, a travel agency here. I've got right next to that, I've got Drandy's Shoes, and that looks like it's full of men's and women's shoes. Right across the road from that, there's the O2 shop. Right next to that is a shop that sells accessories, and right next to that is a place called Optician. I'm now standing outside O'Donohue's restaurant. I can't be certain because the writing is so ornate that I can't actually read it for sure. And right next to that is Campion Insurance. Now we go a little bit further on and I come to a paint shop. I come to Paints Eddie Coleman, a hardware and paint shop. And across the road from that is Cork DAWG. I think, don't know what that is. I'm not going to walk across the road to find out what it is. But now, back on this side of the road, there's Copley's Menswear, right? That actually sells things like Mayer and Duck and Cover and goodness knows what. It says quality clothing outside it. Right across the road from that is a place called Discount World. I had to stop recording for a minute in order to cross the road. So now, here we have a jeweler's shop called Castalia Jewelers. It's subtitled A Fountain of Jewelry and Gifts. Now, we come to the first pub. Across the road is MacDade's. It advertises itself. It's a very big pub called Sky Sports 3D Live here. Back on this side of the road, we have the Euroman, a menswear shop. And let's talk about real estate. Right across the road, there's Home and Away Real Estate. And we're back again now, right next to the man's clothes shop is O'Dwyer's Footwear. So another footwear shop. I can't quite see across the road, but it's an electrical shop. It's an expert. It goes under that kind of brand name. And then we have a bookmaker's called Bruce Betting. So Bruce Betting have a special for the 26th to the 30th of December. Every customer who places a 10 euro bet or bigger gets a 10 euro free bet. So they're doing rigorous advertising here. And now I come to Tropical and Cold Water Fish. It's called Pet Stores and it's also advertising pets and their accessories. Right, we have our first auctioneers, although I guess that's an estate agent, really, over here in Ireland. And I forget what the US name for an estate agent is, it'll come back to me in a minute. And Walsh's Pharmacy, so there's a pharmacy. And of course, no high street would be alive without a barber shop that's open right now at the moment, and it says vouchers are available. And now Murphy's Restaurant, Lounge and Bar. So there's another one of those hostelries. And now we have a photographer. We have a photographer called P. Russell. And right next to that is Margaret's Beauty Salon. Now, are you getting the picture? Then we have a takeaway. And from here, I can't tell you whether it's Chinese, Indian or pizza, but it looks like hamburgers to me. And then we have Euro Giant. That's another discount place. Full of stuff for less than tiny amount. Then now across the road from me is a cafe pizzeria restaurant and right next to that is a place called Dakota women's clothing. And of course we do need to be able to buy some booze to get off the high street, and it's called O'Donovan's off license. Very big, a reasonably big chain here in Ireland, but it's a small shop, so it's full of goodies. And then another one I'd be particularly interested in called Ballycotton Seafood, established in 1985, and it's shut now, but it's full of lovely food. And the one where I bought something earlier on called O'Brien's Saddlery. Yes, I bought a crop, and Country Clothing. So that's for horse people. And actually, I can tell you that there are only two horse shops like that around Cork, and one of them's out the other side of Cork, and there isn't one in Cork City itself. Now, back to the high street here, FBD Insurance Group. And opposite that is Wallace Bar. This says auctioneers, valuers, monumental sculptors, and undertakers. So I guess that's a portfolio there. You can get yourself a new house, or you can get yourself buried, or else you can have a good drink. And across the road from that is a flower shop called Ina McCarthy for Flowers. We come back now to another pub called Finn's Restaurant and Bar. It's a restaurant, I suppose. And then a newsagent shop across the road, McCarthy News. Now, I haven't moved very far, so I want to give you the impression that, you know, this is about 200 metres of distance. Now, here's O'Shea's, where we have a kind of business thing. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 solicitors all in there together. And across the road from that is Sherry Fitzgerald O'Donovan Property Advisors, more estate agents. And back again to another pharmacy here called, to be truthful, I can't even pronounce it, Owenacura, I suppose. And then we have Cummins Sports Shop across the road. That's where you'd buy your running shoes and all that. And then right next to this here, I have 1 Hour Photo and Hair Accessories. That's interesting. That's also owned by the pharmacy, but that appears to be closed down. Now, here I have a butcher's, Murphy's Butchers. And just across the road from that, I have McCarthy and McGrath Auctioneers. Right next to that is a coffee house called O'Brien's. Irish people will know O'Brien's. I think most of them went bust early in the year. And we have Kadidski. Now, that looks to me very much like a small child shop, which sounds Polish, but in the window of it actually has Middleton Chiropody Reflexology Center. And if this is 80 Main Street, which it is, that's where it is. And you have Jason Donovan Hip Heart Landscaping and Maintenance. So are you getting the picture? Then O'Brien's Furniture and Carpets across the road. And then here we have High Society, and they've got a sale on, and this looks as if they're selling designer clothes at knockdown prices. So there we are, right next to the furniture shop is another betting shop. Oh, yes it is. It's called BoyleSports.com. And here we come now then to the Middleton Library. A big library, looks terrific, and some children inside with their mother or guard person looking after them. And that's right on the main street, and you can see right in there, and it's open every day from 8:30 to 5:30, except that it extends this evening until, what do we say, until 8 p.m. Right, I told you what Boyle Sports was like, but right next to the booking shop is a jeweller's shop called Denbar. And across the road from that is Uffigan Fwisht. Now, forgive my Irish, it's the post office, local post office here. And right next to that is the permanent TSB. That's a kind of bank. Used to be a sort of small little outfit, but now they got very big and ran up enormous debts, costing the Irish people a lot of money. Brosnan Pharmacy, another pharmacy here now, so we're getting that. And across the road from that is Moonlight Fashion, Ladies Boutique. I've lost track of how many ladies' clothes shops there are now. Another newsagent, M. Dennehy Newsagent. And right here next to the Moonlight Fashion I've just mentioned is Sheena's Boutique. So they're right next to each other, little cluster, I suppose, here. And here we have the EBS, that's another bank on the other side. And it looks to me like I'm passing a fish and chip shop. I am indeed. And it's Lennox's Fish and Chip. I can even smell it out of the shop window. Now I'm moving on across the road here and I see Ladbrokes, another betting shop. Is that 3 betting shops on the main street? And across from that is a big building which has absolutely nothing on it, and I don't know what it is, but it looks like shut. And a bed and breakfast, a really old quaint bed and breakfast on the main street called Gables. Jasmine Chinese Restaurant right next to that, and Oxygen Hair Design. Oxygen, OXYGEN, not to be confused with the music festival. Euro Superstore, there's another one there. And now I'm standing outside a shoes and accessories shop. It's called thefashionshed.com, all one word, the fashion shed. And it's called Chamarie, C-H-A-M-A-R-I-E. however you say that. Now we're getting into Gala, a local market. That's a what do they call it? A convenience store. And here we come to Lara's Creative Designs, or Zara's Creative Designs gift shop. That has got ladies' clothes in the window. And right next to that is Leonardo's. Now, Leonardo's looks to me like a little bistro. Yes, in the window I see you can have a lunch menu, an early bird menu, and starters and main course. It's quite a small little place. And then a small pharmacy called Boots, Pharmacy and Beauty. And yet another jewellery shop. It's called Muckley Bros. They've been jewellers since, I don't know whether they've been brewers on this side, 1897. So those of you in America, I tell you what, this place was established in 1897 on this site, and it's number 85 on the high street in this town. Now, across the road from that is the Shanghai House. Well, you can guess what that is, a restaurant and takeaway. And Vodafone are here too. Vodafone are down the street from the O2 shop, closer to the centre of the street. And right next to them are Eurovalue. So there's yet another knockdown price place here. Across the way from that is Middleton Credit Union. Credit Union is a lending institution where people save money and they borrow it as well. And then there's a place here for sale or to let. No idea what that used to be. It looks like it used to be a... it used to be a branch of the permanent TSB. Okay, now we're back on now to Gifts for All Occasions, called Bluebells Home and Gift Boutique. And right here beside me is Coleman, another shoe shop. So listen to this. Isn't this amazing how many? O'Connor's Pharmacy there on one side. And East Cork Cabs, a cab company. Take you home now here. And we come to a dental surgeon, I suppose another dental surgeon. These are kind of offices upstairs, it looks like. Look Alive Beauty Salon downstairs. So you get your teeth beautified upstairs and you get your the rest of your head beautified in there. Now we have a master butcher, O'Farrell's. It says All Ireland Gold Medal Winner 2011. And I really ought to be running across there and buying some of their sausages to see what they're like. Now right here I have another one called Different Strokes. Different Strokes looks like it's interior design products, established in 1984. Now we got a cash machine. The Carphone Warehouse are here as well. The Bank of Ireland are here. Extra Vision are here. I'll run through these ones because these are not very distinctive. I got a Thai restaurant here. Thai restaurant upstairs. Quite large, really small entrance on the high street. And another place, which is the entire building, up to let or to lease. Now, right next to us, that across the road, we have a barber, another barber. It's called Barber Rooms. An empty old building next to that. And I've got Padders. I've got two places here. I've got Gemini Designer Jewelry in the window. And upstairs, it looks like, I've got Padders Tailoring and Alterations on the first floor. Yes, on the first floor. Right next to this is a place called Arcade Fashion Home and Interiors. Bit of clothes in the window. Inexpensive place with a big statue of Father Christmas outside. Paddy Power Bookmaker is here, right in the centre, right down here. By the way, don't know who's playing that pipe music. And right next to Paddy Power is the Children's Closet. And be sure that that's a children's shop. And the Ulster Bank are here too. Now I've got a Fine Art Artist Supplies upstairs and a jewellery shop downstairs. And I got M. McCarthy, which looks like, yes, a pub with Murphy's Draft outside. Now I have another little gift shop called Jessica's. That one's closed up. They're saving money because there are not many lights in the window. And right on the main street here, great to see it, is a sweet shop. And that's a sweet shop. There's one of those in... where did I see one of those? Doesn't really... Oh yeah, the centre of Cork. Same sort of idea. And then I have a wood-burning oven, which is preparing pizzas, pastas, salads, and that's a pizzeria or so like that. And here you can get your cartridges recharged. Yes, a refill printer, printing ink and all that. You know the thing I mean. Inca, another little gifty shop. And next to that is a CCM Property Network. These people having great difficulty selling property these days, you can be sure. And here I'm standing outside the Country Kitchen. It's a sandwich bar, obviously all closed now, everybody gone out the evening. And I have another building here for sale by Wallace. Looks like it's a real tip and a wreck. It says it has a large yard and rear entrance at the back, but and another one across the road saying to let. So we've probably got about six or seven on the high street that are empty. I've got AXA Insurance and a funeral director's, Hyde's Funeral Director, and Monumental Sculptors. And opposite them are the financial advisors. And on their right next to them is a place called the Maple Leaf, which is a pub. And this place has got a sign outside it. It's called Guilfoyle's, and it's old bank house, and I think this is more historic than anything else. Oh, no, they've got the financial advisors and solicitors and in the old bank building, I guess. Now, Romana, there's another little place across the road which is doing a little sale on women's clothes. And here I have another post office. Yeah, this looks like it might be the main post office, but also it might be, I don't know. Yeah, it's open, all right. It's there. Another, so that looks like two. And then, of course, we have, oh, not of course, but number three, Beauty and Body Clinic. And next to that is the Middleton Holistic Health Centre. Oh, I'd say you could get acupuncture and aromatherapy. And you're probably wondering, is there a bookshop on the street? And I can tell you that the answer is yes. And it's called Middleton Books. And it appears to be open. And since I'm the son of a bookseller, and since books put the shirts on my back when I was a kid, I'll be going in there. But we got right down to the end now. I got right down to the main street. And just to tell you that you're probably missing it if you know Irish banks, the AIB Bank, which is absolutely gigantic and made out of, on the external part, the facade is all old bricks. So it's a kind of, I don't know, it looks a bit gothic actually to me, but never mind. And then we have right down here at the end is a Gloria in Excelsis Dei, which is a little crib for the Roman, well, the Christian population here, as that. And I also can see, and I won't go any further here now, Hoyt, somebody, tattoo. So you can get yourself tattooed here. With that may be connected with the Advanced Beauty Clinic, I kind of doubt it. And you've got a Quick and Mix shop here selling lotto tickets, and you've got an interior design shop. So there you have it, folks. That's the main street of Middleton in County Cork in Ireland. And that is to, I think my hypothesis that the main street, the high streets in Ireland are in better nick than the UK ones might stand up. But if you live in the UK, or you live in Ireland, or you live in America for that matter, please get in touch and tell me what your high street is like. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony signing out from Middleton on a wet and damp evening on Friday, Thursday, before Christmas. Have a great break. Bye-bye.